Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Well, how's that for a roller coaster right there? Listen to what the Miami Heat have been able to do, and Panthers go down again. Wow. Down 3-0 now. I guess everybody knows that. But you want to hear some names that you've kind of gotten used to hearing that are really good. Stamkos, Kucherov,
right.
Vasilevsky.
Right,
it's like, oh, yeah, that's been the one consistent thing about all our championships and winning all these series has been how good they are and how they play. And just so this high-scoring Panthers team, which has just put up record numbers, over four goals per game in the regular season, record in wins, record in points, just fantastic what they were able to do in their last three games in this series, 4-1, 2-1, and 5-1 losses. And on top of that, Vasilevsky in the closeout game also went on the road in Toronto and did the same thing, gave up just the one goal in the 2-1 win there. He has just been on fire, but it's not just him. And you watch this series. Has anybody seen Jonathan Huberdeau or Alexander Barkov? Have you seen them? Let us know, because please don't get upset early in the morning, and I hope this hasn't affected anybody. You have to do that now before you get ready to about a milk
allegedly
carton.
Allegedly or something like that. Yeah.
We don't want to
I
put
used
you...
milk carton on Friday, and I said that you wouldn't be happy with it.
Yeah. No, not today. This right. It's part of the, you get canceled out here, my man. You keep doing that. Yeah. So – anyway, they have just
been missing an action.
And by the way, the National guys, one good thing about the National guys, and they're watching and they're getting after everybody. Like, those two want to pass each other and not taken. And then, listen, they got a couple of breaks. Huberto's got a wide open shot.
Ugh.
Guy's got a stick. I mean, what's the chance of hitting that stick? And I mean, the goal was wide open. Vasilevsky went to one side and couldn't get back to the other. I mean, it was wide open. Two-thirds of that thing was wide open, and it ricochets off the stick, and another one looks like it's getting ready to leak underneath, and guy at the last second's able to wipe it out of there before it goes in. But
they don't
even
need a goalie. They could really play without a goalie with all the blocks they have.
Well, 19 right? block shots. I mean, those guys, and listen,
it's ridiculous.
You got to have real big boy pants on. And again, for all you hockey players out there, I've never been one. And to be honest, I'm not tough enough to ever. Would have never been tough enough to be one.
You wouldn't get in front of one of those?
No, if I grew up in Canada and like every young kid said, I want to play hockey. And then I see they're like practicing blocking shots. And as guys are ripping, 90 to 100 mile an hour shots, and go, you know what? Probably not the sport for me.
Right.
I mean, they take it off the calf, the knee, the thigh, the head, the chest. I mean, that's got to be instant black and blue. Ice up, boys. We got another game coming up
that's
here.
That's it.
19 of them.
Shake it off.
And by the way, they got Stamkos, who's just, he's been a scorer. He's a power play scorer. And he's like, let me take a couple of them. So they've been real tough and everything they've been able to do. So
they did get a power play goal.
They did finally.
Oh,
now one for 28. Now 1 for 28.
Jeez.
Is able to take care of that. So we'll see, man. I don't know at this point what Andrew Brunette can do. I have no idea. And by the way, not a whole lot of time from a day game on Sunday to a night game tonight. And then you got the Miami Heat, who just, by the way, everybody plays tonight, right? Is there anybody that doesn't play? Jimmy Butler came out and said, I'm playing. No, you know, the knee is acting up a little bit, but my plan is to play. Now, if you're going to rest guys, Celtics can't. If a guy takes off tonight, you know, when you're down 2-1, then, you know, you're like, okay. But
didn't show much there.
But
right?
The Heat, I look at this Heat situation. If you're going to rest guys because you got your home court back, but I got a feeling, listen, if Jimmy Butler's playing – and he came out right away and said, I'm playing, fellas. Don't worry about me tomorrow. Then I'm guessing all the other guys that Tyler Hero and some other guys have been a little banged up. But you look at the other team, it's and by the way, nobody wants to hear about it. It's playoffs. Like, hey, man, this is down to the end. This is not you can rest when we got 45 games left in the season. And one guy's got more pressure on him than anybody right now is Jason Tatum. It's 3-for-14, 6 Ugh. Turnovers, 10 points, and he owned it after the game, which, by the way, probably not a good sports city to not own it when you're playing. We can look at the other guys.
You play like crap. That's it.
What a hell of a comeback, though, I will tell you, man, from the way that thing started in that first quarter to where it got to, what, 25, 26 points yep. to – that sucker got down to a couple points down at the end, and you're like, holy smokes. And Bam got tired of hearing about his 4, 5, 6 shots a game, took a record 22 shots. I think Barry had that yesterday. I didn't know that. 22 shots, the most he's ever taken in his career. I was surprised by that.
He was topic of conversation Friday right here on the show.
Yeah.
Taking more shots and getting more into it.
Yeah, Zach and I talked about it. They finally made him a focal point of the right. offense. They actually got him the ball with, you know, chance to face up, look at the basket, and ran a little bit through him. But I got to tell you, I think Jimmy, the injury must be more serious than we are being led to believe here, because to miss the second half of that game, you lose that game, by the way. They lose game 3. The series is over. I think personally, right, I don't think you can blow a lead like that in Boston and still find a way to win that series. So for him to not come back in the second half of that game, it's scary, right? Like, I mean, it must have been really bad for them to rule him out as quickly as they did. So, like, I can't just say, oh, he's great now, he's good to go. Like,
well, he missed the game with the same injury.
I'm very concerned about Jimmy moving forward.
Because
for that to happen in that situation – because they must know they lose that game. They give up that huge lead, and they lose that game. The series is probably
Oh, that would have
over.
Been crushing. Right. Absolutely crushing. But you know what? You know, we're sitting here and talking about, well, how many stars after Jimmy Butler do you have? And Bam, I mean, Bam took the reason he took a lot of those shots, besides he was dominating the game the way he was, but Jimmy's not there. And I think Bam realized, you look around, you know the pecking order of this thing and how
right.
it works.
Of course.
And Tyler has had his problems and is not, really hasn't done that much.
No, at all.
I mean, he's had his moments where he's knocked down a few shots, but it's you know, I don't know how badly he's hurting. Is a groin for him?
Yep.
Another crappy injury like the hamstring that just seems to.
Could take forever.
I mean, everyone's hurt. What we need is, though, for the Heat to, like, maybe they can come out dramatically from one of these injuries, like maybe miss the start of the game and then come out of the tunnel like dramatically, like the Celtics like to do.
Right, they love doing.
They're
that.
Good at that, man. Yeah. They get a fake injury, they go back.
I gotta tell you
something,
man.
For a couple minutes, back out.
You
like
can say whatever
Willis
you
Reed
want.
Thing, I love it.
You can say whatever you want, man. Marcus Smart turned that thing over like it was damn near broken. I don't know what your eyes told you.
The Tatum thing was a little fishy, though.
Tatum's
that was a little that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, came back in. That is a big thing in Boston, though, to go out. I thought Marcus Smart was done. I was waiting for him to come out and say he's in a cast. It's broken. He's done for the series. And
that looked bad.
He comes and he limps, and then he knocks down a 3, and I'm like, okay, yeah, no more sympathy for
Tatum,
you, man.
Tatum just had to go to the bathroom. That might have been
it
for
was,
him, right?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a lot of stuff. Anyway, man, we got a lot of stuff. Last night, Golden State said, hey, Dallas, that party is about over. Up 3-0. They get the win in Dallas. I was kind of curious to see if Golden State was going to lose by 50 last night or win, and ended up the Steph Curry has all of a sudden started to heat up a little bit and shooting better on threes, had 31 with that supporting cast. So they win by 9 last night. And so here we go into a game 4. And, I mean, you got to look ahead a little bit. It's okay to say this could be Miami Heat Golden State. What a trip, man. What a trip, right. though.
You know like, that trip. You do.
What a trip to go from San right. Francisco to Miami and Miami back to San Francisco and all that craziness that you have in that series. By the way, I haven't even checked. Who had the better regular season record, Golden State or
I think that Barry pointed out that last game of the season for the Heat that they lost to the Magic, that they kind of shut down a little bit. That gave Golden State the one half game advantage or the game advantage.
So they would have home court.
I believe Golden State's going to have home court.
Wow. Well, so anyway, got a lot of stuff to get to on all that. And then, folks, I got to tell you, and I love to see how guys. I one thing that's I've always loved about sports the most, including how my own personal experiences growing up, is how does somebody play under pressure. And I've always said this every time we have a major, the back nine on a Sunday, how does a guy hold up? Especially with all those names on the PGA Championship that had never won anything. Zalatoris, Pereira, Young, those guys, they were all like they have never been in that situation where they had a chance to win. And Justin Thomas, who was seven shots back to start on Sunday, had a nice round. I mean, it's a tough golf course. It's always going to be tough. But can you imagine Mito Pereira is sitting there on the 18th hole, tough hole, 18th hole, got a one-stroke lead. So the worst he's got to be thinking is, all I got to do is somehow get the second shot in the middle and two-putt for a par. That's all he's thinking. Ain't thinking about birdieing. Be smart. Get it down far enough. With my drive where I don't have a long second shot, give me the best chance. And then at worst, I got an insurance plan. At least I've got one extra shot that I can play with that I'll have to play some extra holes, but I'm in good shape. He took a swing. His swing on the 18th hole, it was screaming, I am feeling so much pressure.
Right.
I'm going to swing from my ass and look like I'm about a 15 handicap with the swing that he took. And, I mean, the announcers, they're all Nick Faldo and those guys are going, oh, God. And then the guy comes out after, said, man, my nerves and the pressure of that, like, I was feeling
it. Got to him.
And he wasn't the only one. There were a lot of guys that were just throwing up all over each other. And Justin Thomas, who is one of these tournaments, won a major, just did everything, looked like the best player, and, you know, he couldn't make some putts in the middle part of his round, but he did just enough, seven shots back to get that thing into a playoff and ends up getting that win. But, I'm real careful not to say a guy choked, but listen,
but he
man.
He came out afterwards and said it got to him. So
he didn't come out in the interview and say I choked.
Right, but
he said
the nerves.
I felt pressure, nerves. Nick Faldo's trying to break it down how your hands feel and your arms feel when you're taking it back, knowing your whole life is about ready to change. If this guy, who I don't know, he's not a top 10 player, but ends up putting that together and hits it in the water. And when you're sitting there on that tee and they tell you, you just hit it in the water, tee another one up. Just unbelievable.
Tough one to lose.
Just unbelievable to watch that. Hey, listen, man, for people watching, you know, and again, you never know if this guy, nothing against him, he might end up being a great player. He may never be in this situation.
Right.
Where he's on a Sunday with one hole left and one stroke lead, all you got to do is make a par, hit it down the middle, whatever you decide to do, whether you take out whatever your favorite club is, that you can get it down there.
Just
doesn't have to be
it.
A driver.
Right.
But you got to know that water's to the right. And I was feeling it, man. I was feeling it. There's nothing like the back nine on a Sunday and the guy double bogeys and doesn't even get into the playoff. We got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Right now, though, I want to take a moment and talk to you about sports-related injuries. Man, we were talking about the Heat. Oh, my God. Not only the Miami Heat, but the Boston Celtics. Everybody was banged up. sure is nice to know. And people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And hey, like when the Heat are on the road, who's taking care of them? And I said, well, Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Baptist Health South Florida, big part of it, takes care of most of our teams down here. If you ask me, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all trust those great doctors that are Dr. Selznick and all those guys are so good taking care of those teams. Some of the top doctors, not just traveling with the teams, but taking care of. And we got such great sports specialists down there, some of the top. Matter of fact, a lot of them are going in for 7 o'clock surgeries this morning and get going. So, yeah, when people ask me, hey, how good are the specialists? I go, well, what are you talking about, man? We got doctors can scope. We got doctors that do reconstruction. We've got some of the best in the business around the country. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. These doctors they put together, there's a reason they're one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. And the good news is they're not only taking care of high school, college, and professional athletes down here, but all over the country. And you can see those same doctors are working on million-dollar athletes every day. And we got a brand-new facility in Broward County, right off 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Dr. Swartzen and a lot of those specialists are up there. So visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Make an appointment today. One goal every day. Get you back out playing this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports you love the most.
It's playoff basketball. You have two really competitive teams going at it. And, you know, laying it out on the line, and there's just adversity going on both sides just constantly. And, you know, the competition is that intense that, you know, it's creating that adversity. I do not have any updates on anybody. Like, we're just going to go back to our cave and just recoup. And maybe I'll have some information for you tomorrow.
Hell of a win for the Miami Heat, getting that that big game three up 2-1. And you know what that does? That just takes a lot of pressure off this game tonight, because you've got your home court back from that Heat crowd. And it's come down. It's crazy. It's come down to two quarters. And it doesn't matter. 39-14 and 39-18 quarters. And that's how they started in this game, with that big quarter, and took a huge lead. and took most of it into the half, and then just were hanging in there at the end, doing enough without Jimmy Butler in the lineup. But really nice game. Max Strus hit some big shots. P.J. Tucker, everybody raves about. You know those old school. When we get our announcers and
love P.J.
Just love him. Can't get enough of him. Just everybody wants one of those guys.
Of course,
everybody wants that guy that just does. You know, is physical, makes plays. He's smart. He's tough. Shows up. Just a hell of a performance by those guys,
some
and of course
big shots too.
Big Bam too, yeah. Picked a hell of a time to go 15-22 with 31 points, and boy, Max Strus hit some big shots at the end of that game. When you're going, you cannot lose this game. You just can't. And so they hang in there. By the way, crazy numbers. By the way, when the Celtics look at this one. The Heat had 19 steals in the game. 19. Think about all the bad passes or guys not known, guys behind them that happened in that. What did they turn over? Boston turned over 23, 24 times, according to which one you looked at there. But, man, that was just crazy
19
numbers.
19 steals is one of the craziest numbers I've seen. Since the blocks the other night, too. Remember, we had all those blocks the game before that. Then you get 19 steals. This is one hell of a defensive effort by these two
teams.
Just
the possessions that it takes away without getting shots. And they win. Listen, it was a tight one right down to the end and put themselves in really good shape. But we'll see what happens tonight and who's playing and why, and you know, everybody's banged up on both teams. I will say this: if Boston has anybody not play after they all played at the end of that game, I'd be really old school disappointed if I was a Boston fan. That would not be.
It's all hands on deck.
Very,
as long as you can play,
very good,
right?
Look. Yeah, I mean, everybody's
got to
play.
You have to be injured, not hurt, to play tonight.
We before we get to all that stuff, I wanted to say this too: Sandy Alcantara. This is a weird one. Pitches a complete game, no earned runs. 4-3 win, no earned runs, but is able to go the whole way because the bullpen is just wiped out. They keep pitching like this, they won't have a bullpen at the end of the year. Anybody in double and triple A will be pitching for him. So they got a big game from Sandy, and there's a – they're going to get swept if they didn't get that from the Braves, so they end up getting one of the three games. But we don't have a lot of those. Wanted to make sure you people out there. And by the way, had a pretty good crowd. Crowds have been up a little bit, 17, 12, 13? I know you're going, Joe, really? Place holds double that.
Doesn't matter. It's
I get
nice,
that.
Right?
Anyway, that was all part of the thing. And we got Panthers and Heat. We're going to do it again tonight with a 7 and 8:30 start as we
8:42 or something.
8:42. Well, they're just putting 7 and 8:30. I never know when they put 7 and 8:30. Does that mean there's going to be a 30-minute TNT show and it's going to start at 7:30? And for the Heat, does that mean it's going to be?
It's like
close to 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's like 14 or 15 minutes off.
Got to cover the West Coast, man.
Yep.
Well, you got to make sure you get 2 hours of Jalen Rose before we get to the game, man. Right. I mean,
he was here in town.
How can you watch the game without hearing Jalen Rose and Michael Wilbon's thoughts?
Those guys really bother you?
No, they're great. I don't know how you could watch the game without hearing their thoughts on it.
I just don't know why those guys bother you so much.
Well, I just don't understand why the TNT crew can't work every game.
Because they work for TNT, not ESPN.
No, but put it on like.
It's a good point. Just, like when he says something stupid like that.
I just had to point that
why
out.
Why can't they do just because the game's on ESPN? Right. They should still
listen,
be
man.
On.
You saw what happened again. Barkley comes in on a horse last night. They win. They win every time. They make fun. They openly talk about Barkley's a rock star, man. It works.
He is a rock star.
He's getting Barkley sucks out in San Francisco, and all my guys say they can't stand him. In Dallas, they go, we love Charles Barkley. He knows how to play this whole thing and do it. Comes in on a horse, and Shaq's going, I hope this horse going to be okay. That's a lot of damn weight on your back. That horse got no shot.
I like that.
Said it a couple of times. I mean, come on, man. Who's
going to
do
show.
That? Like that's right. Not, you know, just.
Nobody puts on a better show than them. Nobody.
You go against that, and from whether it's very little bit about breaking the game down. It's just, I know those guys want to break it down and give you stuff. And then if you really look at it, it's really what makes Shaq. Kenny tries to do the straight guy stuff. Not very good at it.
No.
But he's much better. And Charles Barkley does, it's like he puts very little time into it, and he just says and does stuff, and he goes, "You keep this up, I'm going to sleep with your mother." He says that.
Him
like,
getting into it with those fans is the best.
They're going, Barkley sucks. Barkley. He goes, "You keep this up, I'm going to sleep with all your mothers."
Probably one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
And I cried, and I was like, and I'm guessing TNT, I don't know if they go, "This stuff was funny, Chuck, but I don't know if you should keep doing
that
or not."
Don't say that,
I don't know. I'm not sure with that one. And listen, you can get away a lot more than anybody else. But
TNT wishes he said, "Sleep with your mom." That's not what he
said. But
you think he cares?
No,
I mean,
he doesn't
come on.
Care.
No, he doesn't care. No. But the funny part is, I think he's come out and said, "Nah, I don't want to work at ESPN. That thing's too straight." And like he gets that this TNT thing is real loose,
right?
And what he does, but yeah, it's just they're just different. ESPN actually trying to break the game down and go through who they like and who they don't like, and it's just a different show.
It does not happen on TNT like that.
No.
You are entertained until literally tip off with ESPN. If you don't like the full breakdown and the let's go to the video and let's go here and Jalen, what do you think about point guard? If that's not your thing, then you can't watch that show.
Well,
you can't watch that show.
And then, I mean, you go from that, and the other one is Charles Barkley going to be able to get his other leg over the horse to get off? I mean, it's like.
That's so much more entertaining to me than watching Michael Wilbon break it.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. You know. I was watching that horse going down the middle, and it was loud. And I was like, some horses, they get a little spooky.
Right.
Those Davy horses could never put up with that kind of noise.
No way.
And I'm watching this thing, and I'm going, what if that thing jumps up and down?
He flies off?
flying.
Can you imagine the video that they would make?
Yeah, the damn cowboy. Hey, he is a character, man. I'm sorry.
He plays it perfectly.
He makes me laugh.
Right.
I just – even the guys he goes at it with, usually it's over after a while. I think those guys get that he's pretty big stuff with the TNT stuff. So anyway, they're just different shows. I know Woody's not a Jalen Rose fan.
No, he doesn't like the ESPN show in general.
Wilbon, he doesn't like Wilbon. I'm fine. Listen, those guys are good and know the game and been around it forever. And I'm sure they're trying to do their own thing and get their own. But when you're going against that other thing.
You can't do it. You're done. You're second place.
And I got to tell you, man, the Shaq and Barkley thing, the way they compliment each other and take shots.
That's the best part of it, too.
You keep that up, I'm going to come over there and whoop your ass. And
right.
Like, ESPN's never going to do that.
No.
They're not going to threaten.
Imagine Stephen A. Smith and Michael Wilbon going at it? Like, that wouldn't even be funny.
And then they put the video out of the time that Barkley and Shaq actually did wrestle around fighting when they didn't like each other.
Terrible fight.
Pretty funny.
Right.
Anyway, but that's all right. They bring up all the old stuff and have some fun with it. So we had a little bit of everything. And you know what's going on? I'm not even going to bring up the French Open is here. On the old red clay, that thing got going. And I'm not even going to bring it. There's no reason to bring it up today, man.
If you
it's 2 weeks.
You can.
No, it's 2 weeks.
All right. We got plenty of time, though.
Got that PGA Championship. I could, and by the way, there's probably, if you like star power and you're watching that thing in the final round and you're looking at the names at the top of that board, you're probably going, who in the hell are these guys? And I was just the opposite. I was like, okay, Justin Thomas is just close enough with how hard this course is. And none of these guys ever being in this situation. And I know Zalatoris has had some nice finishes, but he's never been right there to win a tournament like that. He's had some good finishes, don't get me wrong. But I just felt, man, there's going to be some guys. And all of a sudden, there was a lot of three putting, some bad chips. And it was a brutal course. I mean, it was tough. Would not want to play that. Not interested in ever going to Tulsa to play that damn course. No way. Not interesting.
But the veteran kept his cool, and look what happened with him.
Justin Thomas, who's got experience, is clearly a lot more experience, and looked like he just had a much, much better Sunday game than those guys. But the pressure of a major for all those guys, and watching that kid, Mito Pereira, stand out there on the 18th hole with a one-stroke lead. And hit it in the water and made a double bogey, did not even get into a playoff.
Joey teed off at 18. It looked like one of us teeing off. Like, it just looked like one of us just.
That swing,
oh.
I'm guessing if it, his hitting coach, when he goes back and looks, he goes, hey, I'm sorry about that. It's one thing we hit out here with nobody around us, and it looks fine and nice and smooth. He goes, when you got a one-stroke lead and a chance to put your name and win a major, all these guys play all these years and never win a major. That swing looked somewhere between a 15 and a 17 handicap.
Yeah, bad. I felt bad.
We done with people betting on Tiger, by the way?
Maybe.
That was the big – he was, the big bet for this weekend. Like, he was the top bet golfer. I mean, are we done with –
He had a 1 under
69.
Sportsbooks
got to be loving this, by the way. Sportsbooks are like, we'll put him at 60 to 1, we'll put 100, whatever you want. Just give us your money.
Made a little easy money on that one. By the way, didn't even have to sweat it out. Like,
no.
We're good. Tiger,
he's not going to win another tournament, right? I mean, anytime soon.
I don't know.
Woody. Maybe it's time.
Woody,
listen, I'm a big Tiger fan.
No, you're all over the board, Woody.
I don't know, man.
Good God, you sound like these shows they have every night from whoever wins, and they're going to win it all, and then they lose. And, oh, they suck. They're not going to win.
That's Hollywood.
But so now, Tiger's a little bit of a struggle there, man.
Well, first of all, you just got to get healthy. Can't limp around to the point where it's so painful that you can't play. He had to be looking at the top of that leaderboard going, damn, how come I wasn't at top of my game with all those young guys? Jeez, that would have been nice. But it did not happen. Hey, listen, we've got to go to break here a little bit late. A lot of stuff to get to here on a Monday morning. Hope. By the way, I've learned a lesson. I went to a wedding.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I had a Friday wedding to go to, and when what age do you learn you can't mix different hard liquor? And then throwing a couple beers at the end of the night. Like all of a
sudden.
Some
waters? You got a water or two in there?
Did not drink any water.
All right.
Did not drink any water, but I did before I went to bed because I realized
I
was in bad shape.
Yeah.
I wasn't in bad shape. I just was like, I know, you know. You know when you get up, but you can't mix.
How many drinks are we talking?
I don't want to get into that.
Well, we do have to break. Can you tell us when we get back?
We got to go to break here. Nobody cares about
how you don't have to drive anywhere.
No.
So, like, you have to
and
put
by
all
the way,
these things in consideration.
You have a wedding down in Key West.
Yeah, that too. Key West wedding,
I mean, it
nowhere
just
to drive.
Says, come on, man. It's Key West. Let's drink. What are you doing? All right, right now I want to talk to you about Chapman Partnership for just a second, man. Doing all this great work down in Dade County. Helping the homeless, man, but doing it so much. I'm going to stop doing that. Helping the homeless. Yeah, homeless come there. Chapman Partnership brings them in. Warm meal, bed, and all that. But so much more. They're actually empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care and all the great programs they have. Medical doctors. Mental health doctors to help them come in and get them help. You know, that's a big problem with the homeless and helping them find jobs and giving them everything. They got babysitting services so mom and dad can go out during the day and help them find jobs and interview, find them a place to live. They got all these great programs. The goal, 60 to 90 days at Chapman Partnership in one of their two homeless facilities. And then back out ready to go. And that's the good news here, man. That's what gets you all fired up here each month. Chapman Partnership has more than 50 families and individuals move in to stable housing. And this is where we need your help. They're called move-out kits. And for $500, they're big as these people are moving back out on their own for a second chance and a fresh start and all those things. For just $500, you can provide that fresh start. Listen to some of the things you can in these kits, including bedding, towels, pillows, cleaning supplies, cookware, and so much more. So please join me here at 560 WQM as we help support families at Chapman and support their journey home. Ah, nothing like that fresh start. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org/event/moveoutkitsdrive or just Google Chapman Partnership Move Out Kits and you can learn more and how you can get involved and help us to a fresh start for folks moving out of Chapman Village and all the great work they're doing there.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you so much for helping out. All right, welcome back, and happy Monday morning to everybody. It's great to be back in town. Yesterday was a little hangover watching day. It was good. A little easy going.
A little extra time.
Did you drink the whole weekend? I mean, you're in Key West. You must have.
Yeah, you got it.
What else? So you woke up Saturday. You rallied from Friday. Did you puke on Friday
night?
No. Nothing like that? Okay.
No. I know a few young guys did, though.
I'm sure.
Rough one out there, huh?
But I'll tell you, man, it was nice. It was nice down. I haven't been down to Key West for a while.
Did you eat, or was it all just liquids?
No, they had great food there. This wedding.
You had a lobster roll or anything? You're walking down Duval Street? I mean, what?
No, I didn't have a lobster roll.
Wow. No good? No, I
look like, do I look like a lobster roll guy during the day?
You want to guess again? Steak or something?
Yeah, you want Jimmy Buffett song there, jerky?
Right. He's in paradise. Roll. What do you think he has there? Cheeseburger.
Is there anything better that next day than sitting there going, all right, there's only one thing.
Cheeseburger and fries.
Those big, right. Fat French fries. Mm-hmm.
That's it. The hangover special.
And that cheeseburger.
That's it. I would have been upset if you had anything else.
Maybe a nice piece of hogfish.
No. God, would you?
Hogfish. Yeah.
No, but I wasn't thinking about that.
I'm guessing cheeseburger,
all the
fries,
rules
key
changed.
Lime pie. Right.
All the healthy, by the way, that key lime pie, right. You're exactly
Come
right.
Come on, you're in Key West.
You can't go to Key West and
not have key lime pie or
you
something.
Have key lime pie.
Right.
Or have the chocolate coating on the outside. Yeah, all is good. Oh, that stuff is good down there.
You're going to go down there, you guys.
Anyway, and by the way, the drive is just, it's slow, but it's nice, man. Just water on both sides.
How long did it take to get down there, just out of curiosity? About 4 hours?
I stopped a couple of times. Stopping.
Three go, and change.
Go
at
to
least.
A couple of your favorite places. Right. You know, split it up. Whether you're a marathon or Isla Mirada, you got to hit a couple of those places.
Yeah. You're guzzling coffee the whole time?
So this down wife, away, so,
yeah, you got to take your bathroom breaks.
Got
to know you.
Got coffee. Got to definitely hit all those great coffee places. Alcohol and coffee, man.
Right.
What a hell of a combination.
Good mix for your heartburn.
Right. All right, listen, anyway, we're back at it again tonight. How you guys doing with this? Panthers at 7, 8, at 8:30.
God.
We can do it again.
Panthers just crushed me yesterday.
I mean, they crushed me. 4-1, 2-1, and 5-1. And they just look and listen, it's Jonathan Huberdeau and Alexander Barkov.
Who?
Barkov.
Who?
They put his face on camera yesterday, and I asked, do you know who that is? Because I haven't seen him.
Jeez, it's amazing.
You look, and all they did was appraise the Stamkos, Kucherov, and Vasilevsky, who was fantastic with 34 saves. But
who else are you going to praise so far in this series? Those three guys?
Well, they got some other guys.
Maybe a couple other guys in Tampa?
No, Tampa,
on Florida? Nobody.
Nobody. And like they said, if Verhaeghe wasn't so good in that first series, they'd probably be sitting at home right now if it wasn't for his play. But you can't have your two best players. And they got a nice supporting cast, good guys. But all that stuff you do in a regular season is almost lost when you pull this kind of disappearing act. Now, they're taking the positive spin, and they better, that, hey, we can still win this thing. But I'll tell you what, you're down 3-0 against a team that once they were up 3-1, they were like, you're done. Every time you get it in, we're going to block your shots. We're going to flip them down the other end. And you guys, even with the power play goal, 1 of 28, just really some bad, bad numbers. And all the shots, just that Lightning team, they got a bunch of guys that sell out, throw their bodies on the ice in front of those shots. There can be – you know, we talk about guys facing a 97, for me, I do, 97-mile-an-hour fastball and getting hit by it. I mean, I just can't imagine.
That's scary.
just a guy bringing it because you got a split second. I mean, really, if they want to hit you,
well, they
can
every
hit
time,
you.
Right.
Those guys are pretty accurate where they can put it, most guys. But these guys getting in front of a shot and sometimes turn their head, but just blocking some point of your body, blocking, and then watching those guys limp right off, go back, and then come back in the game.
Right. Take 10 seconds off and then come back.
Just incredible that all the block shots. They had 19 of them in that game yesterday.
Seemed like they had 119.
And it's everybody, man. Right. It's if you're playing, whether you're a big bucks on that team guy or not, all the guys that come in are buying into what they're doing. And it's not like that goalie needs a whole hell of a lot of help to start with. But that was that's tough, man. And gets into this. And then you got your other team, the team that consistently wins in this town, jumps off to a great start. I mean, they just put it on them to start that game. It was 39-18 in the first quarter. And now the Heat have had two big quarters, really set them up in both their wins. And
yeah, but even with that first big quarter, you know, first quarter, you lose Jimmy at halftime, and he's not coming back out, and you find that out. That took the air out of the balloon for a little while there.
What do you think it did, knowing for that team, like, they came back and made it a two-point game?
Right.
And that thing could have gone either way at the end. And
Celtics lost a huge opportunity there with that. They should have come back and won that game.
He goes out, and you don't win that game, and the right. pressure's off now. I mean, the Heat.
Oh, of course.
Heat are like, whatever we get tonight, if we get a win, it's over. But if we don't, we'll play you guys a best-of-three series, knowing two of them are going to be on our court.
Right.
We'll go from there and see what it looks like. And then all these guys banged up. Who will play tonight and who won't? They can rest some guys if they want now.
Right, but if Jimmy plays, I think you're going to see super aggressive Jimmy, even if he's knocked up a little bit. I think you will. I think he's going to look at it as we could take the stranglehold here and go 3-1.
I think Jimmy's really – something is not right there. To not come back second half
sure.
in that game.
Right.
I mean, as big as that game was. And they ruled him out, by the way. They ruled him out really quickly.
Very quickly.
Like, Shams right. came out with that at halftime. They ruled him out very quickly. I don't know why you don't even bring him back out there and just –
So
at least I'm on the bench, but he was ruled out really quickly.
So do you go, is this Jimmy Butler wanted to play, and they said, hey, let's go ahead. If this thing's – he's had this happen. This has happened during the year,
too. He missed
the
game because of this, too, in the playoffs, because of that knee.
So
I mean, that game was so huge. Heat lose that game, and they lose the series for sure. They're big underdogs tonight. They're about a touchdown underdogs tonight.
Yeah,
so.
Well, because of the Jimmy factor. Jimmy's not 100%.
Listen, man, every time somebody – we've seen this in the regular season. They go play somebody that's really good in the East, and Jimmy doesn't play, and this team somehow gets these great performances from somebody that we don't usually talk about. Somebody throws in a 20, 25-point game or two guys and get their chances. So,
but the difference also is no Jimmy. I mean, well, Jimmy's going to play, but Jimmy banged up. Tyler Hero banged up. It's two of your biggest offensive threats.
But Zach, everybody's banged up on both teams.
I get it.
Shoulder and ankle. Look at Marcus Smart's ankle. Looked
that
like the damn thing.
That guy deserves
was...
to be called banged up this morning. That's fine. That he does. I thought he. I thought I was his
shocked.
Leg was going to fall.
I was
off.
Shocked he came back in right. after that. The way that thing turned, it was like ooh.
It was nasty.
He did give you all the entertainment of it was blown out the way
well, of
he was
course.
Acting.
Well, that's what you do in Boston. You got to do that. In
get
Boston.
That standing ovation coming back in. Yeah. All right, 7 o'clock hours coming up here. But before you start your day, hey, listen, you're just getting out of bed. One scoop of green powder. In the morning, one scoop with, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 ounces of water, and you're going to get this AG1, 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals, and get your day off to a great start before whatever else you put in it. But you're going to get your body all the things that it needs to start feeling a whole lot better. And I got to tell you, for years and years, I've never taken a vitamin or a mineral, and I've lived on water and coffee. And this thing... I'm telling you, it makes you feel a little bit better. It's been a while now. I've been taking it. It's got a lot of benefits, and I am all in on this. And, boy, I'll tell you what, the response that we've got from this and the people already telling us, they've been taking it already, and people wanting to know more about it. It's It's been a big hit so far.
Yeah, it supports better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, alertness, everything. And like Joe said, 8 to 12 ounces of water with one scoop. It is perfect. It's a perfect way to start your day at that point. I started taking AG1 because of what Joe said also. With one scoop and one drink in the morning, you get 75 different high-quality vitamins. That's right, minerals, whole food, everything in general, everything in one, so you don't have to worry about anything else. That's the best part of AG1. And like my wife does all the time, she looks at reviews. How about 7,000 five-star reviews on Athletic Greens and AG1? It's a perfect, perfect thing for you right now. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you this, a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Yes, that easy. All you got to do is go to the website, athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Do it for yourself. Do it for your health. Do it for everyone around you, because once everyone sees what's going on, they're going to want it also. Go to the website, athleticgreens.com/WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.